Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. UC Berkeley law professor Goodwin Liu is widely regarded as smart, collegial, and liberal. But if he's confirmed, as expected, to replace Justice Carlos Moreno on the state Supreme Court, there will be four Asian-American justices and no Latino or African-American judges on the seven-member panel. In announcing Liu as his pick for the seat, Governor Jerry Brown argued race and ethnicity should not be a deciding factor. But Victor Acevedo, president of the Mexican-American Bar Association in Los Angeles County, is troubled just the same.
It's just very disappointing news to hear, especially when we were led to believe that we were going to get a Latino to replace the only Latino who was on the court.
Acevedo also notes no current member of the court lives in Southern California. The San Francisco Chronicle notes Liu would be the first non-judge named to the court since Frank Newman, another Berkeley professor and Brown appointee, in 1977. Asked about Liu's lack of judicial experience, the governor said his academic background would increase the court's diversity. The Internal Revenue Service is investigating employee compensation packages and bonds in the city of Bell, according to the Los Angeles Times, which quotes two unnamed sources. A spokeswoman for the IRS would neither confirm nor deny an investigation. The IRS would be the eighth agency to take a magnifying glass to Bell and the third to examine tens of millions in bonds the city sold. Bell became a poster child for municipal mismanagement in 2010 after the arrest of eight current and former city leaders on public corruption charges. Earlier this week, we reported on spent nuclear fuel piling up outside California's reactors. And we took you to Sweden, where the industry has learned to work with communities on a permanent disposal solution. Today, in the last of three special reports on nuclear waste, Senior Climate Watch editor Craig Miller visits the world's only functioning geologic repository in New Mexico.
We're getting ready to enter a radiological control area.
On a parched plain in the southeastern corner of New Mexico, Bobby St. John guides me into an airlock.
In the event something were to happen to this exterior of this building, the air would rush into the building instead of out, which allows us to ensure that nothing gets out to the environment.
This installation, about 30 miles from Carlsbad, is the Waste Isolation Pilot Project, or WIP.
And this is the contact handle bay.
And it's the only fully functional geologic repository for nuclear waste in the world. St. John and most of the 750 others here work for a subsidiary of the San Francisco-based URS Corporation, a federal contractor that runs the facility. Inside waste bays like this one, they remove the waste from transport containers.
They look like giant thermoses, and that's exactly what it is. It's a Nuclear Regulatory Commission certified Type B package.
About 30 truckloads arrive at WIP every week to be entombed. Workers seal the waste packages inside stainless steel canisters and lower it 2,000 feet to its final home.
2,150 feet.
At the bottom is an enormous salt bed left behind as the Permian Sea that was here 230 million years ago dried up. Since then, the salt has remained virtually undisturbed by groundwater or seismic activity.
Within the next few hundred years, the salt will literally encapsulate the waste and it's gone. And that was the whole idea behind the salt, is that it's permanent disposal.
What they don't take here is high-level waste of any sort, like spent fuel from nuclear power plants. This site was intended only for less irradiated material that comes from government labs and places doing nuclear R&D for the Pentagon.
So the criteria for, like, the ideal nuclear waste disposal site is the most boring place you can find.
Boring is good in this business, absolutely.
And it has been pretty boring around here. Long past the pilot phase, WIP has been taking in low-level radioactive waste since 1999 without major incident. Once they took in some of the wrong kind of waste and had to return it. Today, the facility is about 40% full. At public meetings between the Federal Department of Energy and local residents, there's talk of expanding the site and the mission. Ray Richardson and his wife run the aptly named No Whiner Diner on Highway 62, the main road through Carlsbad. From the window booths here, you can see the truckloads of waste headed for WIP.
They're talking about bringing high-level waste in. I mean, there's always the environmental aspect of that. You know, I mean, the fear of that, and I don't know that it's justified.
Justified or not, fears do linger here.
Be within a minute. Two, that's your five, and five is 20.
All right.
And we thank you.
Take Henrietta Chavez, who works in a downtown Carlsbad fabric store and harbors a kind of free-floating anxiety over the radiation somehow escaping its underground prison.
My main concern is the water. I don't see that. I mean, you know, I just don't think it's safe enough. I know they keep an eye on them and stuff, but how do we know?
Some statewide environmental groups have long been wary of WIPP and oppose any kind of expansion. But from the first atomic bomb test in 1945 to the high-profile government labs that still operate here, many New Mexicans seem to embrace their nuclear legacy. Ray Richardson.
I mean, WIPP's beneficial in a lot of ways, financially, educationally. It provides a service that needs to be provided.
Farouk Sharif runs the WIPP operation for federal contractor URS.
So it's not just a matter of us bringing in, you know, good jobs and highly paid jobs. I mean, we are part of this community.
And he says involving the local community in decisions about the project's future has been crucial.
Credibility that the promises that we made, we kept. Transparency, making sure that everything is wide open. We have nothing to hide.
So far, that formula's worked for Ray Richardson.
And now the question is, if they expanded into, you know, weapons-grade uranium, you know, spent fuel rods, they will have to come back to this town again and explain how they're going to transport it, how they're going to store it. It has to go somewhere, you know, and somebody has to bite the bullet.
And somebody has to decide what to do with it. This Friday, a White House commission will issue recommendations for the high-level commercial waste stacking up at nuclear power plants, including four sites in California. But a permanent solution for how and where to dispose of it is still likely to be decades off. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
See photos of the repository in Carlsbad and catch up on the whole series at californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Wednesday, July 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.